They had turned into the avenue now, moving toward the center of town. Just visible over the heads of the stormtroopers, he could see something gray and rounded directly ahead of them. Craning his neck for a better view, he saw that the structure was in fact a freestanding archway, rising from the ground near the far end of the open village square he had noticed earlier. A fairly impressive archway, too, especially for a city this far outside the mainstream of the galaxy. The upper part was composed of different types of fitted stone, the crown flaring outward like a cross between an umbrella and a section of sliced mushroom. The lower part curved in and downward, to end in a pair of meter-square supporting pillars on each side. The entire arch rose a good 10 meters into the sky, with the distance between the pillars perhaps half that. Lying directly in front of it was the village square, a 15-meter expanse of empty ground. The perfect place for an ambush. Luke felt his stomach tighten. The perfect place for an ambush. Except that if it was obvious to him, it must be obvious to the stormtroopers as well. And it was. The vanguard of the party had reached the square now, and as the stormtroopers moved out of the confines of the narrow avenue, each lifted his blaster rifle a little higher and moved a little farther apart from his fellows. They were expecting an ambush, all right, and they were expecting it right here. Gritting his teeth, Luke focused again on the archway. Is 3PO here? He muttered to Han. He sensed Han's frown, but the other didn't waste time with unnecessary questions.
He's with Lando, yeah?
Luke nodded and glanced down to his right. Beside him, R2 was rolling along the bumpy street, trying hard to keep up. Bracing himself, Luke took a step in that direction. And with a squeal, R2 tripped over Luke's outstretched foot and fell flat with a crash. Luke was crouched beside him in an instant, leaning over him as he struggled with his manacled hands to get the little droid upright again. He sensed some of the stormtroopers moving forward to assist, but for that single moment, there was no one else close enough to hear him. R2, call to 3PO. He breathed into the droid's audio receptor. Tell him to wait until we're at the archway to attack. The droid complied instantly, its loud warble nearly deafening Luke as he crouched there beside him. Luke's head was still ringing when rough hands grabbed him under the arms and hauled him to his feet. He regained his balance, to find the Major standing in front of him, a suspicious scowl on his face.
What was that?
The other demanded.
He fell over, Luke told him. I think he tripped.
I meant that transmission!
The Major cut him off harshly.
What did he say?
He was probably telling me off for tripping him, Luke shot back. How should I know what he said?
For a long minute, the Major glared at him.
Move out, Commander,
he said at last to the stormtrooper at his side.
Everyone stay alert.
He turned away, and they started walking again.
I hope,
Han murmured from beside him.
You know what you're doing.
Luke took a deep breath and fixed his eyes on the archway ahead.
So do I, he murmured back. In a very few minutes, he knew, they would both find out.